WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Hello, I'm Paige Magistrelli, and I'm the president of Green Life.
Hello, I'm Alexis Hill, and I'm the vice president of Green Life. At St. Ambrose University, Green Life is an environmental and sustainability club which primarily focuses on making the university more environmentally friendly and green. Green Life partners and works with other organizations such as River Action with the QC Environmental Film Festival to have sustainable and environmentally focused activities and events for the students at St. Ambrose to learn about ways they can help improve our environmental impact and lead more sustainable lives.
For several years, River Action has partnered with other groups such as Nahant Marsh Education Center, Fourth Wall Films, Partners of Scott County Watersheds, and Sierra Club Eagle View Group to host regular environmental films primarily at the Figge Art Museum. The series is well attended by the community with engaging documentaries from around the world and reflection speakers who tie the topics back to the relevance in the Quad Cities. This year, St. Ambrose and Green Life will host Giants Rising on Sunday, March 2nd, showing at 3 p.m. in the Galvin Fine Arts Center. Giants Rising is an award-winning documentary about the ancient redwood forests. There is certainly a biological lens to the film, along with historical context about concerns related to these majestic trees. But the filmmakers also dive into the awe of being in the presence of these ancient giants, inspiring creative and cultural connections as we humans have with stunning natural landscapes. In short, this film has something for just about any type of person. To build on our connections in nature, as mentioned in the film, there will be an awe, arts, writing, and ecology fair in the Galvin lobby from 2 to 3. Students in the community are invited to express their awe of nature by displaying photos, artwork, and poetry. If you are a community member, please bring your items to River Action by February 26th.
One of the primary goals of Green Life is to raise awareness and help get people excited about the environment. This film does a great job of making those emotional connections, and we're also excited to host the film's director, Lisa Landers, for our reflection speaker, as well as for campus conversations before and after the film showing. She will help connect the film's topics to our own interests and potentially open up new career paths for some of our students.
The film series is designed for the general public, first of all, to be able to view some top-notch films. Many of these films hone in on topics that are very relevant to the contemporary Quad Cities, from agricultural challenges to water quality concerns. Events happening elsewhere in the world really do have practical implications for our local communities as well. After each film, we have a reflection speaker discuss these applications to the Quad Cities and field questions from the attendants so that we can be a more informed society. At St. Ambrose, this model of civic dialogue and engagement emphasizes the university's goal to be in, of, and for the community. We're very excited to be part of this wonderful film series to help lay the foundation for the better Quad Cities region. To purchase tickets, please go to www.riveraction.org/filmseries. We look forward to seeing you all at the movies.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.